The IU Department of Theater, Drama, and Contemporary Dance shows off their musical theater program and wraps up the season with The Drowsy Chaperone. It's a send-up of those shows from the 20s where the plots were just the framework for the characters and their songs. Guiding the audience through the evening is the man in the chair. He shares a beloved recording of the show, adding regular, warmly wry comments about it. It's nice that George Penny, who's retiring after 30 years of building the musical theater program, plays the part in what he says is the first time he's had dialogue on stage since 1979. Oil family heir Robert Martin is set to marry stage star Janet Vandegraaff. Martin's friend George is committed to keeping Robert away from Janet until the wedding. He's keeping an eye on Robert, and he's hired a chaperone to mind Janet. Meanwhile, Feltzig, the manager of Janet's show, has minders of his own. They're two gangsters disguised as pastry chefs. Feltzig owes their boss money, and he needs to keep Janet on stage to make those payments. Their solution is to engage the great lover Adolfo to seduce Janet and break up that wedding. Things go awry. A blindfolded, roller-skating Robert encounters Janet, who's pretending to be a French lady. A kiss occurs, and she's furious and calls it off. Instead of a potentially resisting Janet, Adolfo encounters the more pliant chaperone. Disaster seems imminent, but as the man in the chair says, everything always works out in musicals. Robert and Janet get back together. Feltzig's girlfriend, Kitty, will marry him and rise to stardom as the show goes on. The show's backer, Mrs. Totendale, decides to marry her butler. The chaperone is ready to make Adolfo an honest man. Friend George has forgotten a minister, but Trix, the aviatrix, arrives, and as captain of her plane, she can marry all the couples and fly them off for a honeymoon in Rio. After the engaging opening comments from the man in the chair, the drowsing chaperone has a lively overture. Things lag a bit, but we meet the characters, and the act ends on a high note. The second act moves more quickly, and the finale of Stumble Along drew the applauding audience to its feet. The show has a very talented and well-schooled cast. Colin Lemoyne and Caroline Huerta are especially engaging as the groom's friend George and the mysterious chaperone. Mero Nui was personable and strong-voiced as the aviatrix. Direction is by Kenneth Roberson, a veteran that theatergoers may remember from IU's Sweet Charity and Into the Woods. Music direction was in the hands of Terry LaBolt. Choreography was by Liza Gennaro. Charming costumes were by Chan Chen. Performances of The Drowsy Chaperone and IU's Ruth Ann Hall's Theater continue through April 22nd. This week's patrons receive flyers for the upcoming 2017-2018 season, and musical theater fans were pleased to see that The Chaperone's director, Kenneth Roberson, will be back to lead the season with Urinetown, and that The Chaperone's choreographer, Liza Gennaro, will be joining the faculty in choreographing City of Angels. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.